And good morning. I'm your friend Scotty Ray. I do hope your morning is treating you well as we begin today, already Wednesday. Can y'all believe that? It's moving quite along quickly. Right now, 53 as we wait for a high of about 80. Expect it to be cloudy today. Either way, it's going to be nice and warm as we move into this Wednesday. So good weather for us. Our next chance of rain looks to be somewhere around Monday. We'll get into the details of that coming up here in just a few moments. Lots going on today. I hope you're feeling well. Your day is starting out well. Got a smile on. Joy, how are you doing? I see Sheila is joining us. Guy, Adele, and also Barry Deering. Good to see each and every one of y'all. Matt Green jumped in there from the Clarkdale community. All right, let's go to Collinsville, and I don't remember if I fixed this, so if we have to do... Sundays are a blur. Odie's laughing at me over there. A lot goes on in here since 3 o'clock. I just don't remember if I fixed this or not. If I'll adjust the day if it's wrong. Let's go to Collinsville now.
There are a lot of combinations that just seem to work well together, and for some, they're
One thing is for certain, it's not natural for us to follow orders or obey rules. All you have to do is go to a school to learn that. Or better yet, go watch a t-ball game and see if the kids can stay out of the dirt long enough to pay attention. Long story short, our flesh is naturally bent on gratifying ourselves and not others. That's why, according to 1 John 5:2-3, obeying God's commands is what separates us and shows the world that we love and belong to Him. When people see us living according to God's standards and not the world's, it's a shock to the system. This is so foreign to the culture and society in which we live. If I ask you or any number of people, what does it mean to love? Most would probably start out with talking about how you feel. Yet, in this text, listen to what God says through John. For this is what love for God is, to keep His commands. If we want the world to know we love God, it's not through a feeling, it's through our actions in obedience to what He has laid out in His Word. So do you love God? If you do, then you'll show it. Remember, change begins in you.
The Change Begins in You is brought to you in part by Piggly Wiggly of Collinsville, Patrick Allen Companies, Mitchell Tire and Wrecker in Collinsville, and Mowdy Cabinetry. And welcome back. Good morning. It is Wednesday, as you'll hear Odie say here in a little bit. It'll be hump day in a moment. Good news as we start this out. With good news, there's sometimes it takes, I guess the only way to say this is it takes some bad news to make some good news. Does that make sense? As we go to a children's hospital in Texas, a four-year-old little girl got a heart transplant and was able to go home. She'd been on a list for 3 years. Her life is saved, but, well, we all know how she got that. So it's good and bad, all mixed in one. A blessing, nonetheless, of however you slice it. We're tickled for that. What else do we have going this morning? Do y'all remember George Santos? He's the Republican that was from New York that was ousted. The Republicans threw him out. He has ended his bid for Senate seat. He feels that he'll only divide the vote. Let's break that down. He had no chance. So he decided he'd drop out of the race is what it really amounted to. Now, me and Odie's talked about this. We've watched this before. What they call magnet fishing. Anybody ever heard of that? You go to a bridge and you take this big magnet and you throw it off and you see what comes up. Georgia is where we go for this next story. 9 years after a murder, a guy was doing just that in a creek, and he pulled up a .22 rifle. Not much to it. He called the sheriff's department. They took it. He went back to the same spot a day or two later and got a backpack. This time it would contain driver's license and other information. It turns out it was a couple that was murdered. The gun that was used and all of their belongings thrown into a creek. How did it happen? And watch this. He was 67, I think, at the time. He ran an ad that said he wanted to buy an old car. I think he wanted to buy a Mustang. Someone answered it and said, I've got one. Meet me here. Of course, the people figured he had cash money on him to buy the car. Him and his wife were murdered for the money. And then all of their belongings and the weapon that was used was dumped. Magnet fishing solved it for sure. Now, they'd already arrested somebody, but this was concrete evidence to back everything up. Magnet fishing. There's a lot pulled out of creeks and ponds with this stuff. Something to check out if you never do that. Google it. See how people do that. It's real interesting there. we often go, well, how did the country get into the shape it's in? A lot of times this goes back to someone who raises their right hand that says they will uphold the law, meaning a judge, and what they determine what the law is. Texas is where we go for this story. And just to tell you how it breaks down, a judge ruled that people that cut, they had wire cutters. They cut a fence that was the border. 140 plus of them went through that hole. The judge ruled that he didn't see that they broke any law. A grand jury goes, whoa, yeah, they did. Now they're being indicted, although the judge turned them loose.
I didn't indict the judge.
The judge. Where are we on this? How can someone who takes the oath of office to uphold the laws of the United States see the laws different than everyone else? I'm just curious. Is there an answer for this? But if you take wire cutters and cut something and crawl through it, I don't see how you could determine that anywhere else.
It's like
he did that. Yeah,
if
you have a shed, as Odie just pointed out there, and someone cuts a lock and goes in it, that's breaking an entry. Also, like a story we're working on for this morning, we'll tell you about. They have made an arrest in New York, and this is aggravates me to no end. We often see it. I've seen video, not of this particular case, but how people will walk down. I think they call it the knockout game, to where they walk down a street and randomly punch people. Seven women recently have been punched in New York City. They've caught the guy that's done it. Video surveillance. Let's hope that the law actually does. Wait a minute, a judge actually does something. The law do their job by arresting, and then it's up to the judicial side of that. We'll see where that goes as well. See what else is going on here. Alaska. I don't know a whole lot about this, but we know that a plane has gone down. Two people were on. It was an old DC. What was this, the plane? DC-4 is what it was. Now, we've seen pictures, and it's a lot of smoke. They have not officially determined anyone is deceased, but it's not looking good as we go to Alaska for that story this morning. What else is happening here? I briefly touched on this yesterday. As we go to New York, Columbia University. Have y'all seen this? The president of the college told them they had until midnight to disband. They did not. They're anti-Israel. They're protesting. How much longer will it take before they defund? And, well, there's a lot of unquestioned things going on there in New York with this. It rattles our soul that on American soil all this stuff keeps going on. It is the land of the free. You do have the right to protest, but these are college students, and it goes back to all of this is going on in America where student loans are being forgiven. And I back up and I think about it, and I look at it this way. My son, who is now off working, spent nearly, it took him longer, nine and a half years to work his way through college. When Dylan Ray graduated, he owed no one anything. Why? Because he worked two jobs while he was in college to pay for every single thing that he done. I'm proud of him. He graduated with a doctorate degree, 100% paid for. No one else paid for that but him.
Means a lot.
And it does. It means a lot. But then you have people, and y'all all know this. You went to college. I didn't finish college. I didn't. But I went to college with others that, well, they went and borrowed money. What do? They partied the whole time. Y'all know that type person. Stayed out late, burned money that they had borrowed. Not everybody done that. Don't take me wrong. But you, the taxpayer who went to work or graduated yourself, paid for your own, are now having to pay for their partying or lack of wanting to study. Now, not everyone falls into that category, but I just don't see where it's the right of the American working man and women to pay for somebody else's college when others pay for their own. Makes my eyebrows raise.
Because we push them to go to college, but yet we fail to bring jobs into America.
You're right. There is a big push on that. And you'll hear old Mike, what's his name? Mike Rowe. College is not for everyone. There's the guys, you can make a lot of money in this world not going to college. You can be a mechanic. Steve Jobs is one of those. And the list goes on and on of what you determine. But But I just don't think the average American owes anybody else anything. It's the land of the free, and it's up to you to decide where your future goes.
Elon Musk my thoughts. Was asked if he went to Harvard, and he says, no, I have Harvard graduates work for me.
Good point. Elon Musk.
I didn't go to college.
He didn't go to college. That's a smart man. We'll be right back with that weather forecast as we begin today. Just something to think on. You may not agree with that, but I feel that each man should pay his own way. Just my two cents this morning.
At The Back Porch, we're bringing families back together for fun, food, and all the things you love to enjoy around your home. Every event starts with a great grill, great cookware, and accessories. Add in some locally sourced meat and dairy, along with frozen vegetables and casseroles, and over 500 brands of spices and sauces. Relax in our chairs, swings, daybeds, and have fun with our cornhole boards. From coolers to trailers, we have everything you need. When you see the big chair, you've made it to The Back Porch.
Welcome back. Let's get into the forecast now.
Your forecast is brought to you by EMEPA, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Those record highs and record lows. Back in 55, it was 91, 93, a low of 35. Now, as we look at this, here's the forecast for today. 80 to 81, depending upon how you look at it. There is a chance of a shower north of us, north of Philadelphia, up toward Columbus. Our area, it looks like here in East Mississippi, on the side of Lauderdale County, most of Kemper and all this way down, we'll see cloudy skies today, high of about 80 to 81. As we look over at Bama land, here's what we got. 79 in Demopolis. We should see 76 in Birmingham. Tuscaloosa around 79 as well. We'll see that 79 still hovering there in Livingston, Alabama as well. Here's the breakdown. Ooh, what's that warmer weather coming? We're headed to the 80s, that's for sure. And we could get those upper 80s. Let's see what that forecast calls for over the next 7 days. Here we are today, that cloudy 10% chance of showers here. 57 for a low tonight. A little bit warmer in some of these last few nights that we've had. Tomorrow jumps to 83. Look at the weather over the weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 85 to 86. Not bad. Now, you will get wet come Monday. Be ready for that. It'll be 84. We get to Tuesday, we should have a high of about 85. As we go another week into this, we'll see upper 80s. Look at this, hitting 89 by the 5th. It'll be sunshiny and pretty much stay in that upper 80 category all the way through the 8th. We hadn't hit the 90 yet, but boy, we sure are beating around the bush, as they always say. As we look at our fishing forecast, here's what we got from Chet's Paint and Body this morning. Here we are. Our major time to fish today is going to be around 1:30 this afternoon until about 3:30. Major time there. The wind's going to be north-northeast around 15. But get this, don't do any burning. Gust of about 25 miles an hour today. You got a minor time to fish late this afternoon around 9 o'clock if you like fishing in the dark. But again, look at those winds now. It's going to be steady winds around 15 and gusts of 25. So we don't need any fires to get out of hand. We'll tell you about a few of those that volunteer fire departments fought yesterday. It was a heavy one there. Good to see everybody there. Robin Miller, how are you doing? Barbara is up joining us. Miss Winnie, like to see y'all. There's a lot of you up and at them today as we begin this. Let's see here. We'll be back. We'll tell you about a possible break-in that's happened a little bit ago. Lots of things that went thump in the night. Coming up at the top of the hour here with Scotty Ray and Odie. It kicks off right here, 7 o'clock sharp. Be back for it. We'll fill you in what went on locally. Join us, won't you? You'll enjoy it.
The Scotty Ray Report is brought to you by our following partners.